Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to our newest episode. I'm excited that you're here today to join me, and I'm really excited to have Maria Moreno of Mindful Mother LLC. She is a pediatric sleep and motherhood life coach. So welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Lovely. So tell us how you became a pediatric sleep and motherhood life coach and what that is exactly.
Before this, I was actually a middle school and high school art teacher. I have my master's in that, and I've been working with kids for over 16 years for all ages. And this kind of like was a new ground for me, right? And so I actually became pregnant during the pandemic. Unfortunately, I had a miscarriage. And I didn't even know that you can get postpartum depression without actually having the physical baby, right? Because of course, the knowledge tends to be very, or at least the information tends to be very little, especially for new moms, right? And I was here by myself in the apartment. My doctors at that moment, I did switch, but they told me, oh, just rest. You should be fine. And my body did what it needed to do, thankfully, and just cleaned everything out. And so I hit postpartum depression. It was the pandemic. I went from a classroom being social every single day to with nobody around me except my husband. And then probably maybe 2 months later, I got the news that I was pregnant again. I was lucky enough to be pregnant with a rainbow baby, right? The only thing is that I was working already to try to deal with the postpartum depression and anxiety, right? And so I didn't allow myself to really enjoy the pregnancy overall, because between the hormones, between the depression, and between the anxiety, everything was just like a mess, right? And the baby came along, and she's a beautiful baby girl. Now she's 4 and very sassy, extremely intelligent. And during that, she was in the NICU for 7 days because apparently our blood types were, mine and hers were different. So that gave her jaundice and spherocytosis. And the spherocytosis is basically that the blood cell is not like the little donut. It's more of like an actual sphere. So the body itself is attacking the blood cells. So she was there for 7 days. And obviously that did not help with the hormonal changes and my depression. And then she was out. And then suddenly, maybe 2 weeks afterwards, I started trying to breastfeed. I couldn't really produce much because then again, I didn't have the baby for a week. It was just a lot. And I was by myself once again because it was during the pandemic. Thankfully, my husband was able to be with me because I know a lot of moms were not able to even have their spouse with them while giving birth. And so I can only imagine what they went through. And so then it turns out that my little one had reflux and she would choke on her reflux. Oh my goodness, let me tell you. We called 911. We thought that she was choking on something. We didn't know what she could be choking on because it's a newborn. I just fed her and it turns out that she was the reflux was coming up and she was choking on it. Our doctors, we were working with gastros and things like that to see how she would get better. And this little one would wake up every 45 minutes to an hour. Yes. Oh, yes. So my husband would sleep during the day and I'll take care of the baby. And then my who and I would be sleeping during the night and he'll be up the whole night. So we were living 2 different time zones, basically, because we were so worried that our daughter would choke while we're sleeping and we didn't know, right? She became 6 months out of this and I was already losing it. I would look at the clock. It was blurry. I was delusional by that point. I was getting postpartum rage. My postpartum depression became stronger. My postpartum anxiety came even like higher. And then once again, being isolated, being by myself, it made things much worse. Until finally, 6 months later, even though people think they would tell you this beforehand, that pediatrician told me, hey, maybe you should contact a sleep consultant. I'm like, excuse me? What is a sleep consultant? What are you talking about? And how come it takes you 6 months to tell me that this person exists, right? I guess that's when he saw that I had like dark eyes and I had to stop breastfeeding after 4 months, because when you're sleep deprived, it's just insane how much it affects affects you in every single sense of the word. And so I just decided to stop because my mental health was already on a string. Those. And the baby wasn't napping, and just postpartum rage started happening. Thankfully, I had techniques and that I would just put the baby inside her crib and I'll close the door, go to my room, take a breather, 5 minute breather, and come back and kind of like a reset, right? Because if not, you it's a big toll, right? So we hired the sleep consultant, and in 3 days, my baby was sleeping 12 hours straight.
Wow, that is amazing.
It was amazing. My husband and I's relationship got stronger. I started feeling much better. The baby started also having less tantrums. She was resting better. And then, I don't know if most of you guys know this, but when it comes to the postpartum, especially here in the United States, it lacks support completely. And we only get like a 6 question, 10 question questionnaire after maybe 6 weeks of postpartum. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you have postpartum. Are you talking to somebody? Okay. And that's it. That is all they give you. And then the pediatrician, you might be lucky that they might ask you, hey, how are you doing? And give you that questionnaire to check up on the mom's health. But most do not do that. Yes. So once I realized that this is going on and that nobody has really done the link between sleep deprivation and postpartum, between postpartum rage, postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression, postpartum anything, healing overall. And I was like, wait a second, there's something missing here, right? So I didn't want to go back into the classroom. I wanted to stay home with the little one. And I decided to start looking up different programs for me to be able to get certified in sleep consulting. And I became went into also the Transformational Academy to become a life coach. And so, yeah, that is how it all, my full mother all began, because I am basically a mom with a mission to make sure that moms, whether you're a mompreneur or whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a mom that works a 9-to-5, for you to have enough skills and also the partners, or maybe you have your own daughters or your daughter-in-laws are going through this, you can have tools to be able to help them. Because it is a very scary like world when you start looking at the statistics of what happens when these women are going through this.
Wow, I don't even know where to start with this. That sounds so challenging. And having had two of my own, but did not have postpartum, I still know how hard it was just having kids, and especially your first one, and they're so tiny. And actually, my next door neighbor had her baby 3 weeks ago. I went to see her yesterday, and she's so sweet and tiny, but she was, she's sleep deprived. She's like, yeah, we're not getting it. And, like you said, when that happens, I can totally understand that there is anxiety and there could be rage, and then your relationship is hard. I mean, it just, even normal sleep deprivation is stressful and hard and can affect all those things. But you add taking care of a little tiny baby who ends up having acid reflux and you think is choking. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that you're okay and she's okay and that you found a consultant to help you, a sleep consultant. That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it is truly an amazing thing. A lot of people tend to think that sleep consulting or sleep training is putting the baby, you do a cry it out method, you put the baby inside the crib and then you let the baby cry the whole night. Do some parents do that? Yes, if you choose that method, perfectly fine. That is up to you. At the end of the day, sleep training is a personal choice, right? I, for one, since I was going through postpartum depression and anxiety, that was not a method that I was okay with. With both of my kids, just hearing them cry, my whole spinal cord just tingles and just personally cannot handle that. And thankfully, this sleep consultant, and now what I do is that I teach moms different, more gentle methods that you can actually be with your baby throughout the sleep training process. So at the end of the day, you have different options to be able to help your little one become an independent sleeper while you also feeling that you are supporting the baby the way that you need it to be.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. When I remember when I had my first one, every time she cried, like my stomach would just tighten up, like, oh, I need to be there. And I didn't, I tried not to be the mom that rushed in, but it was just so, because like you said, all those hormones are raging. It's so emotional, overly emotional, and in some ways, very beautiful, in other ways, very stressful. And my next door neighbor, like I was saying, she said, yeah, she said, baby likes to sleep all day and stay up all night. And it's so interesting. People think sleep is like a luxury, but I think we need to turn that around and understand that sleep is a necessity. Yes, extended sleep and, you know, overextended period of times is a bit of a luxury. Sleep all you want on your holiday if you can. But every day, sleep is so essential for so many things in your body.
Yeah, I mean, just overall, even if you don't have kids, like you said before, it's just like eating, just like drinking water, just like exercising. All of these things is an essential for your body. And then if you start looking at the studies and what sleep does for you as an adult, it's mind-blowing. And then you start adding, and then you start thinking about, okay, what happens to the mom that just gave birth? Think about all the hormonal changes that it goes from like literally 100 to zero out of nowhere in a matter of seconds because they're taking out the baby and your hormones just drop. And so it's a huge change. And here's a fun fact, women actually need more sleep than men. And so because your body needs time to be able to basically help your hormonal changes to be able to get back to what it needs to be.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah, those guys think that they need a lot of sleep, but they really don't. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so scary when you got that little one, especially that first little one. You just, you know, everything is so heightened. And if you're not in the right state of mind, that's not a good place to be. So tell me a little bit about maybe a client or two of yours that came to you and said, I'm in a state, how you were able to help them.
Okay, one specifically comes to mind. I met her when she had her little one. She was 5 months at that moment. And then she tells me that she was actually pregnant as well. So she was having Irish twins. Yes. So the second baby was going to be born before the first baby would even turn one. So at that moment, when I talked to her, she was like, yeah, he doesn't really sleep good. He needs me to sleep with him. But if not, he's going to wake up and things like that. And I was like, okay, well, I gave her a couple of tips. And then I was like, here's my number. Let's schedule because I do offer a 15-minute free consultation. So that way we can, you know, if it's something an easy fix, I'll be more than happy to just give you the easy fix. But if it's a little bit longer, I will let you know that these are the goals and this is where you can be. And so this mom was like, you know what, right now I don't have the financials for it, but I think I should be fine. Perfect. No worries. And I think maybe 6 months later, maybe a month before she actually gave birth, she calls me and she tells me, listen, I'm very worried because he's still not sleeping and I'm about to have a newborn. And we all know that the newborns have to wake up 2 to 3 hours to feed. And if he's not sleeping, she's not resting, you have a newborn, that's a lot. Okay. And then on top of that, her partner actually had to work at night. So there was a lot going on, and she was basically by herself. And so I work with her. Usually for the sleep consultant is usually like 1 to 2 weeks of support because usually by the first week they tend to start sleeping by themselves, depending which method they use. But usually by 3 to a week they tend to start sleeping and throughout the whole night. And so the only situation with her was obviously that she was ready to give birth at any moment, right? So we were trying to start transitioning him. They did have him before on a mattress, on a floor bed, because they thought that, oh, okay, he's about to be one, so he can get out of the crib. And I was like, no, we need to put him back into the crib. If he's not climbing out and there's no safety issues, or you don't need the crib right now, he needs to go back into the crib, right? He needs to have his own space so that way he can start familiarizing with him and things like that. And thankfully, we worked with him for a little bit. And then once she gave birth, I kept working with her to make sure that they had a new routine with the baby and making sure that by that point, I actually started a 6-week program for moms as a motherhood life coach to be able to help with scenarios like this. So I was helping her between postpartum rage, postpartum anxiety, and then helping her little one sleep through the night and starting new healthy habits for the newborn. And yeah, so it was pretty amazing to be able to see the little one that would wake up maybe 4 to 5 times a night. Or when he would realize that the mom is no longer there, he will wake up and just like run out of the room to a baby that would sleep the whole night in
That's
his room, in
amazing.
his crib. Happy baby will wake up, super excited to see mom. We'll take him out, play, and have a more balanced, life. And then she, after I believe a few couple months that she gave birth to the second baby, she went back to work. And if you go into my website, I do have an article for those moms that go back to work, and it gives you like little tips on how to be able to work with the mom guilt that comes with that.
Yep, I had that big time mom guilt. That's how I ended up becoming an entrepreneur. My second one, I was like, I'm done. I'm gonna work for myself. I want to see them, and no disrespect to moms who, who want to go back to work. That's fantastic. If you're happy doing that, it's better to have a happy mom than a mom who's at home and miserable. So, yeah, what was
Yeah,
that?
definitely. That is true. Like, here's one thing that I would like to tell all your listeners, and it's that thumb is a happy, healthy baby, right? So there's some moms that want to stay home because that's what gives them peace and happiness. But there's some moms that, like, for example, my sister, she is one that was like, okay, 3 months have gone by. I would like to go back to work. And it's kind of like, she's like, but I kind of feel bad. I'm like, no, don't feel bad because at the end of the day, you are doing something for you. And we want to be able to raise our kids, especially our girls, to realize that you need to vouch for yourself and work for whatever makes you happy and feel healthy, right? And me being a mom of two girls, this is the reason why I keep doing what I'm doing. And even though I've had to pause my business twice, I'm not quitting. I continue going. And I want to be able to look at my girls and be like, look, I did this. You can do it too.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much. Yeah, from what I'm gathering, routine is really, really important. And I know when you've just had a kid, or in her case, you just had two, routine kind of feels so unattainable because you're just juggling things and you're a little fuzzy because you haven't had any sleep and you're angry and you don't know why. And all these things are happening. So I would imagine somebody like you logically is coming in and saying, "Hey, it's okay." And B, let's talk about a routine. Let's talk about some boundaries. Let's talk about how we can make this work for you and for your kids. So I'm assuming that's what you do.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. Because if we're working on just the sleep, they do a sleep log and be like, okay, you put the baby to sleep too late. Between this time, depending on the age, it depends on the wake windows. It's like, okay, the wake window went by too much. So now the baby's overtired, meaning that the baby's going to be having a hard time falling asleep by himself, right? Or you put them to sleep too early. So now it's too hyper and doesn't want to go back to sleep. And so things like that. And then when it comes to the motherhood life part, it's like, okay, let's see what's going on through your day. Let's try to create a type of flexible scheduling because we all know as moms or as a parent, scheduling tends to be a fun thing, at least, and especially if you're an ADHD parent like I am, scheduling and being on time with certain things tend to be difficult. So if you do have a routine, you have a schedule, or what happens if this happens, but you have like a backup plan, life becomes much easier. And those feelings, those emotions, postpartum, depression, anxiety, rage, so on and so forth, they start lowering and you start becoming more your new self. You start becoming stronger, you start becoming happier. And for moms that want to start their own business, whether you are an empty nester, whether you are a new mom, if you start implementing these things, you're going to be able to create a beautiful business that can create something amazing and just continue growing wherever you want to go.
Oh, I love that so much. I'm so grateful there are people like you who are helping people out who are really, sometimes you just don't know which direction to turn. What do I need? I need somebody to come in and take over my kids and my life. And actually, you just need somebody to coach you through how to make that work on your own. Wow. So let's say there's somebody listening to this show and they are feeling the pressure and they feel like they're in that situation of, I'm angry, I'm upset, I've got a newborn, I have no routine, What would be the first thing or at least one tip that you could give them to kind of get them in the right direction?
If you are feeling in that you're in that hole specifically, I would definitely would recommend you to seek help. And the reason why is because it can become dangerous. Okay. And I've had a client that she had three kids, and the last one was the one that wasn't sleeping. And she was sleep deprived. She went to the mall and she just walked in. And then, like, maybe 3 minutes later, she looks around and she's like, oh my God, the baby. She went straight to the car, and thankfully, it wasn't a hot day or anything, but the baby was there. And This is her third baby. You get me? So, in her mind, how in the world can this happen if this is my third baby? I should know better, right? The only thing is that the missing link is the fact that she was sleep deprived, meaning that her senses were not 100% there, right? And so, by you understanding that you need rest, because at the end of the day, like you said, it's not a luxury, it's a need, right? And for your family, if you can't take care of yourself, it's going to be hard to be able to take care of anybody else. So, you know, seek help and make sure that you have a routine, because it doesn't, like I said, I work with middle schoolers, high schoolers, and now newborns and toddlers and any age. If you have a routine and a schedule, any kid or any adult will thrive.
I love that. Yeah, that's so important, and I hate to say it, it's a horrific story and it's terrifying, but it's so probably more common than you think because, you know, and even though it's a baby, you know, you are in that state of not 100% there. You know, it's dangerous to drive. It's dangerous to do, you know, all kinds of things. They would probably say it's dangerous to use equipment. So again, great that people like you exist. So remind everyone when they should come to see you, like kind of where they are in their struggles, if you will, and their challenges.
Actually, I'm going to be posting this questionnaire on my social media and on my website, so that way you can kind of like see where you are in this journey. But overall, if you're feeling sleep deprived, if your emotions are very unbalanced and you feel like you don't know where to go to, if your little one is waking up every hour or every 4 hours when they should be sleeping, you know, after 6 months, they could sleep 12 hours straight. Yes. Also, if you are feeling like you're by yourself, you need somebody to talk to and actually listen to you and understand you and give you actual tools that will help you, I'm right here. And like I said, I do have a 15-minute call, completely free consultation, whether sleep or mindful or just life coaching overall, because it is important to be able to seek help. And if I feel like if there's an extra thing that you might need, like, hey, you know what? Maybe you should definitely go talk to the pediatrician or talk to a therapist, because at the end of the day, working with a pediatrician and a sleep consultant, the results become even greater. And if you're working with a life coach and a therapist, the improvements tend to be much faster results than if you're just working with one alone. So I do like to be honest and very transparent with all my clients or anybody that does come to me.
Yeah, no, that's great because it's not only important for your health, it's important for the baby's health too, that they are sleeping the amount of hours that they should be sleeping and, you know, that they're in some type of routine. So that's fantastic. So, how would you like people to reach out to you if they say, you know, Maria, it sounds like you are the person that I need to talk to. You said you do a free consultation.
Yes, I do have a free consultation on my website. You can go ahead and book a call with me. If not, you can find me on Instagram and you can just DM me and I'll be more than happy to just send you my calendar. I am trying to work in different platforms so that way anybody that does need my help, I'm there. Like, I'm just trying to be as available as I can with any parent or just specifically moms, because yes, there are some dads that are sleep deprived. And fun fact, which is not fun, but 7 out of 9 dads actually experience postpartum depression. And so a lot of dads don't tend to know that. And so if, you know, if you're going through something because your wife is like going like this and then your kid is not sleeping, and if you need somebody there, like I'll be more than happy to either help you or just refer you out. So, yeah.
Yeah, I get that because a lot of the focus is on the mom and the baby, but you know, it's an emotional time for dads as well. And you know, especially dads that haven't, like, this is their first child. I know for my husband, he has no siblings. He'd never really been around little kids. So his first thought was, oh, well, this is your thing. I'm gonna stand here and when you tell me you need me, I'll jump in. I'm like, no. I said, I need you all the time. I said, you know, jump in. So, you know, you gotta make sure that communication is going on. And when you're sleep deprived or depressed or anxious and angry, you can't always have such good communication.
Yeah, that is a key point. And thankfully, I had it with my husband because, you know, my miscarriage, I did go to therapy and she helped me realize it. And that my husband was also kind of like going into a spiral with a postpartum depression. And thankfully, we started having these communicating skill, like communication skills, to be able to help us be in a better place in our relationship. So if, you know, For all single moms, you guys are my superheroes because, to be honest with you, it is hard to do it overall with a partner. I can only imagine as a single mom or as a single parent overall. And so this is the reason why I created what I created, because I want to be able to give the support to any parent that is going through this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we will put your website, your Instagram, and then where people can book a call with you. Put all that in the show notes so that they can find you. And then I just have one last question, which I ask everyone, which is if you could provide the world one tip to make it a better place, what would that be?
Remember that sleep and rest is not a luxury, but it's a need.
Perfect. What a great way to leave this. So, Maria, thank you so much for being so vulnerable and sharing your story, because it was challenging for you and your husband and for helping others who need your help.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.